Todd, I'm doing fine. How are you, man? Hey, hang on a second. Hey, make sure you clean the filters this time, will you, pal?
Hey, Kirk, who are you talking to?
Oh, that's a pool man. Guy can't get it right.
Okay. Hey, listen, Kirk, I'm so anxious to talk to you because there's something so important that I want to tell you about.
Hey, you're going to trim those rose bushes today, aren't you?
Kirk, what are you talking about?
No, I'm sorry, Todd. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the gardener.
You have a gardener?
Oh, you don't?
No. No, I don't. But I didn't call, Kirk, to talk to you about gardening. I want to talk to you about something that man, something happened to me this weekend, and it has made a huge difference in my life, and I just have to tell you about it.
You found a good live-in nanny?
No. We don't need a nanny.
Oh, come on. Everybody needs a nanny. Hey, let me tell you something. If you find a good one who can get along with the housekeeper, that's better than winning the lottery.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because that's exactly what I want to talk to you about, Kirk. I have found something better than the lottery.
Really? Let me guess, a movie deal with a huge guarantee, a high percentage of the profits?
No.
That'd be nice.
No. I want to tell you about my faith. Would you just let me tell you about my new faith?
You have a new faith. Oh, that's nice. What was the last thing you were into? You were telling me about something about Baha or something?
That was Baha'i, but that was really different.
Right.
I've become a born-again Christian, Kirk.
Oh, dear. Listen, Todd, don't worry. It'll pass.
No, it's not going to pass. I said this prayer, a really short prayer, and I asked Jesus into my heart.
Okay.
And I really, really meant it.
Hey, Todd, I'm sure you did.
But, Kirk, I've got such peace and joy.
Well, that's great. Hey, that's good. I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
Because we're such good friends, I wanted to tell you about Jesus so that you could have the same kind of happiness that I have.
I see where this is headed. Todd, listen. Todd, we're friends. Let me be honest with you. I have plenty of happiness. I don't need your Jesus.
No, you don't. You don't have happiness like this. I mean, I am really, really happy.
Todd, so am I. I'm fine. I'm telling you, God's blessing my socks off. Did I tell you that my agent just negotiated a syndication deal for me? I mean, it's going to make me more money than you could ever dream of.
Yeah, but that's not important. Money is... Jesus is better than money.
Oh, yeah? Is he better than an Academy Award?
No, really. You're not nearly as happy as you could be. There's more to life than fame and money.
Well, I know that, Todd. Come on, I got a beautiful wife. She's the love of my life.
Yeah, but someday you might get divorced, and then you won't be so happy.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing to say.
Well,
glad I got friends like you, Todd.
Well, that's not my point. You see, Kirk, you have got a God-shaped hole in your heart.
Actually, Todd, I don't. And even if I did have a hole in my heart, I'm telling you, it would be filled by all my beautiful kids.
Yeah, but someday one of them could get really sick.
Todd, what are you doing? That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, I just want you to be as happy as I am.
Todd, don't worry. I'm plenty happy.
Yeah, but there's more to life than being rich and famous.
Really? All right, what? Let me guess. Going to Europe? Getting a good seat at the best restaurants? Going to the best parties? Come on, Todd, look. I don't have to work another day in my life. I'm fine. I'm great. I can't imagine life being any better than it is right now.
Yeah, you know what, though? That's exactly what I used to think until I met Jesus.
Todd, listen, I'm glad that that works for you, but I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Kirk, God has a wonderful plan for your life.
I agree with you. I'm sure he does. In fact, he can just keep this plan coming. I love it. Life is good, buddy.
Yeah, but it could be even better.
You going to find me that nanny?
No, I want to tell you about Jesus. Believing in him is really amazing.
Yeah, so is living here in a mansion in Beverly Hills, Todd.
Yeah, but someday you could lose that house, right?
Well, you know, you're just full of nice things to say today. Look, I doubt I'm going to lose this house. And even if I do, I have enough money put away to buy three more. Listen, I'm willing to risk it. It's no big deal.
Yeah, but don't you want to be fulfilled?
God, I am fulfilled. I've got more fulfillment than I know what to do with. I'm overflowing.
Don't you want peace?
I have a good investor. I'm telling you, that's better than peace.
But don't you want joy?
I got it.
Contentment.
Check.
Happiness?
It's there.
Well, you should try Jesus anyway, because really, all you have to do is you just have to say this little prayer.
Right, and really, really mean it, right?
I'll talk to you later.
I've heard it before, Todd. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.